This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you with the weekly perspective for the week ending 16 November 2018. Well, let's just talk about the stock market to start off. Stocks continue their November slide downward. The S&P 500 is testing the late October low. And the charts look bad on the daily, particularly on the weekly, and now even moving into the monthly. So I hope we see the top or not to be determined. Certainly looks like the stock market probably has seen its better days, but time will tell. I'm just going to read some major headlines here this week, and then I'm going to delve into the update from the Silver Institute, an interim report on silver. So let's get started here. First thing, Paul Tudor Jones says we're in a global debt bubble and headed for some scary moments. World's largest shipper warns of early 2019 slowdown. German economy contracts on weak foreign trade. Auto bottleneck. Japan's economy contracts in third quarter. Trade war clouds rebound outlook. Wells Fargo plans 1,000 U.S. job cuts. A crisis of national security. A new report to Congress sounds the alarm. America's military superiority has, quote unquote, eroded to a large and dangerous degree, leaving the U.S. in a crisis of national security, especially if faced with more than one conflict at once. A new congressionally mandated report has concluded. Price tag on the, quote unquote, war on terror will top $6 trillion soon. On the energy front, global coal use may have peaked in 2014, says the latest IEA World Energy Outlook. Oil bust sequel. West Texas Intermediate plunges over 7% to $55. It's time for big oil to start spending. And the last headline before moving into the silver market. Majority of silver miners sustaining costs significantly higher than market price. This was a media advisory issued by the Silver Institute on the 15th of November. As you can see, silver industrial demand remains strong, surplus expected for 2018. The silver market is expected to experience a surplus of 35.3 million ounces, which is substantially higher than the previous year. The silver price has averaged $1,589 so far this year as of 10 November, which is 7% lower compared to the average $1,705 last year. And I want to pause there for a moment. Early on this year, I did a survey on my Twitter account and asked as a poll how many people thought that silver would outperform gold in 2018 versus how many thought gold would outperform silver. The results were 75% thought that silver would outperform gold this year, and 25% thought that gold would outperform silver. Well, if things go as it looks like they will, certainly the 25% is the correct stance on this. Now, we have been the last couple of years kind of peak silver, not peak silver that we're out like peak gold, but the fact is that we've kind of dropped off in the overall mining supply in the last couple of years. And if you read the book Silver Manifesto, you'll know my exact take on it. But regardless, following a drop of 1.5% in 2017, the silver supply is forecast to marginally rise again by 0.3% to 998.4 million ounces. Remember, that's total supply, which means mine supply plus recycling. And it's an increase over the barely by 0.3%. So basically, it's been flat the last 3 years or so. And here's where it gets a bit interesting, because all markets move at the margin. And whether you believe these official statistics or not, the facts are that the investment demand has been waning in silver now for some time. This bullet point, global physical demand is expected to contract by 3%, the third consecutive year of decline. Bar and coin demand will be the main driver behind the fall, contracting another 12.2% to 124.8 million ounces in 2018. New physical coin demand has remained under pressure this year, particularly in the United States during the first half of the year, as investors relied on secondary market with older dated coins for their investment needs. So whether you believe every word of that or not, the physical demand for silver has certainly fallen off, as it says, in the last 3 years. And of course, industrial demand, according to this, is almost 60% of total demand, We foresee a balance or a modest decline this year of maybe 1.8%, reaching 585.4 million ounces of demand. Silver used in the photovoltaic sector contracted on the back of increasing more challenging governmental environmental challenges, I'll say. And it's been kind of flat, but solar, if you read the Chinese update, which I have, it certainly looks good going forward, but not like a big acceleration or anything like that. So what you can see here is from like 2009, you know, the mine production was at 700 million ounces, round numbers. And now, you know, in the later years, we're up to almost 900 million. So that's a big increase in 7 years. We've gone up, you know, 200 million, 300 million ounces of production from mining. That's a lot. And so a lot of people ask, where's all this silver coming from? Well, the mine production, as you can see from 2009 to current date, has gone up almost every year. Now, as I said earlier, we've kind of flattened out in this range here. 2015, 895. 2016 was a lower number. And 2017 was a lower number still. So it's kind of topped out. And the forecast for this year is, I read, 865. So we are kind of flattened out, but we did increase quite a bit until we started to flatten out. Demand, jewelry demand, coins and bars. This is what's kind of interesting here. If you go back to just, let's say, 2015, we're still pretty good pressure in the silver market. You're looking at almost 300 million ounces. Now you're looking at 125 million ounces. Certainly demand for coins and bars has dropped. Whereas you see at the same time, fabrication demand or industrial demand really has remained pretty steady. So it's, as again, I've said, maybe overstating it, but it is a margin market like any market. What moves the market is the last buyer, and the last buyers have left. The physical demand for silver is off. And I'll just finish off with this last article from Alan Sikora from Kitco. Gold-silver ratio hits a 25-year high. And that is a fact. And the gold-silver ratio has risen to 86, the highest level in 25 years. And this is rather unusual. You go through the factors here about silver being more volatile than gold. Analysts blame the weakness on precious metals and the resurgence of the strength of the U.S. dollar. However, observers said silver slide is best impacted by spillover weakness in industrial base metals such as copper and other base metals. The ratio between gold and silver continues to widen, with silver falling to the cheapest in a quarter century as slowing economic growth clouds the outlook for metals with industrial uses. But I just showed you earlier that the industrial use has actually been pretty much the same. What they're really not saying here in this article very much is that the investment demand has dropped off substantially. Finish off the article with silver is facing headwinds from two different directions at once, firstly from gold and secondly from base metals. We believe the price slide is excessive nonetheless. In our opinion, the current price level provides an attractive opportunity to hedge against rising prices. TDS sees the picture improving for silver and other precious metals, although that may not happen until 2019. And I'll leave it there this week with the weekly perspective. Remember, do get on our weekly blog updates. The weekly perspective is sent to you if you have signed up for our free Morgan Report, which is at themorganreport.com. These updates are provided at no charge. I try to go through pertinent news, not only in the metals, but in the economy at large, in 10 minutes or so to save you time and also bring you valuable information. So if you pass it on to your friends and family, we'd appreciate it. And I'll be back with you next week.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.